Good morning, morning team. It's time for your Rafiki Farm breakfast report. Today I am enjoying eggs and rice and passion fruit and now Starbucks instant coffee under the gazebo. It is spectacular weather again, as it always is here in the morning. A nice cool breeze blowing through the gazebo. When I say cool, about 70 degrees. Again, that is all going to change in a couple of hours. And then the heat will be so intense, and it will remain that way pretty much into the later evening hours. So today I'm enjoying some rice and some eggs. Dorothy tells me eat lots and lots of carbs and protein to get through the day, and some passion fruit. And today it's Starbucks instant coffee. And Mindy, you know how much you have to water by hand at Ken's? Well, that's what they're doing here now. Behind me in the garden, the huge garden, some of the women are harvesting kale and collards. And there's a man with a huge hose. He has a couple of hoses running through the garden. And they're watering everything today as much as they can by hand. This is the dry season, so not much rain. And so, you know, if they're going to continue to supply the amount of food they want to supply, they need to keep watering. There is almost always a little kitty cat at my feet when I eat breakfast, waiting for scraps to fall from the table. There is a family of cats here, and that family of cats includes two adorable little kittens. When I first got here, I said, "Oh, kitty, 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 come here." And they didn't budge. And then someone said, "Oh no, you have to say puss, 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 puss." And they all came running. It was hilarious. I thought, oh yeah, of course. We're in Kenya. They speak another language. And Jesse Rothacker, if you are listening, I'm sorry to say they are here on the farm to keep the rats, the mice, some of the pesky lizards, and especially the snakes away. Dorothy tells me you want to come here and search for snakes. We can do that on another property or other places, not the Rafiki Africa Farm. So yes, they've been a big help. As a matter of fact, I saw one of the cats running through the gazebo yesterday with a lizard in her mouth. So yes, they are doing their job. I am going to walk to the school now. It's about a 10-minute walk again to Lighthouse Academy. I'm going to be hanging out with the real little ones today, the 4- and 5-year-olds. We're going to catch up again with the music teacher. He always has little stories and songs to share. And I can't wait to see how the kids are adjusting to this new curriculum. And I really hope that you can come on board with us and bring hope and help to these little ones. You know, education, again, is so huge here. I'm telling you, without education, there really is no hope of a promising future. RafikiAfrica.org for more information. Back to you guys.